Today, let's talk about the marketplace now. Would you start an MSP? Here's some advice thinking forward. This is a bonus episode of The Business of Tech. I've titled this, Don't Start an MSP. Now let's address something to start here. It's a damn good clickbait title. If you're watching this because of that, know that isn't my intention. I did not write this to generate clickbait. I don't actually write anything because of clickbait, because this piece is not something I'm trying to do to draw in clicks or views. Seriously, there are way easier ways to get crazy, meaningless traffic as a sugar high. If you're interested in my business model, there's a video on my YouTube channel that describes what I'm doing, and I'd be compromising long-term trust in exchange for clicks. Getting that out of the way, I mean it. Don't start an MSP. Why, you ask? Because it's really hard. Like, seriously, truly hard right now. There are a ton of vendors out there that are whispering in your ear to go for recurring revenue, to take their software or hardware or widget or whatever and sell it to your customers on a monthly recurring basis, and it's going to be the best thing ever, and you're going to make tons of money. And you know what they aren't telling you? That their gross margins are around 70%. Software companies have really fantastic margins. Writing and selling software is a rather awesome business. Pretty great. Make something, you don't have a physical components to handle, and the more people use your software, the more your margins increase because you're selling the same thing over and over again, and it becomes better and better. Sure, you have those pesky management costs and your infrastructure and all, but you're selling the same thing over and over. The more sold, the better you do. Thus, of course they want you to sell their stuff. Just remember, their business is not yours. Services businesses and product businesses are built differently. They don't have the same cost structure. I'm not saying any of these people, these organizations are out to get you. Also not saying they're bad people. Or am I saying that they don't want to align their business goals with yours? You can get a lot of value out of close relationships with vendors. Just remember, the company financials are not the same as yours. They just aren't. And the economics of adding a customer are different for those selling products than those selling services. Now, let's talk about starting a computer services business. Lots of longtime experts in this space, including me, have a similar background story. Love technology, love helping people, come from a technical background, and some event pushes you to consider being on your own. When I founded my business in 2002, I could make computers work, and I was not assuming that much risk. The biggest risk I had to worry about was data loss due to corruption, hardware, or user error. I really am becoming old man shaking fist at the clouds because I'm waxing poetic about the good old days. Cut to now. If you're taking on technology for a customer, it's not good enough to just protect against data corruption and help with printer problems. Not by a lot. You have professional criminal organizations who target companies every day, incredibly well-financed operations, running even as franchise models of operation, breaking into those potential customer businesses and holding hostages. And you're the one who's taking on the risk to protect them. You. If you're doing any kind of IT support now, think of the risk you take on. You have to protect against all those adversaries who only have to win once, and you have to be perfect every day. You have to protect against users who click things, who rebel against security, who will be asked to do unnatural things. So that's all the risk you're signing up for. Mitigate that risk, you need some great contracts. You're going to need insurance. You're going to need a proper business structure to protect you. there's regulation coming for this industry. So expect you'll be in a regulated industry in the next 5 years, and probably sooner. Stepping into this world, even today, you're bound by a long list of data privacy regulations, both broadly and in whatever industry your customers are going to be in. Besides all that, you're going to compete not based on any actual qualifications, but entirely based on marketing. There's no industry certification you can hold up, like a CPA or a lawyer, to prove you and your business are competent as compared to Jimmy Joe Bob down the street. You may not want regulation, but it would certainly make that entry-level competitor stand out. Your biggest expense will be labor. You love the tools and technology, right? Yeah, you're not spending your time there. If you hire people to grow the business, you're managing people. Culture, process, HR, those are all things you have to think about. Remember those margins of 70% for software companies? It's not even best in class. A bad software business can do that. Good ones are in 85% range. Do you know that 1/4 of all technology services companies run at break even or worse? They lose money. You are not a software company. And even if you productize your services, you're still a services company. You say, but it's a sellable asset, right? You'll build this company up, sell it off for big money. Think again. You need to get to significant size to do that. And you'd better be profitable when you do to have an asset to sell. And remember, you're not going to be selling on a product multiplier. You're going to be selling on a services multiplier. Got all that? You may have noticed I didn't even mention technology tools. Those are the least of your problems. And they don't have much of the things that we've talked about so far. So, yeah, don't start an MSP. Now, the obvious next question. Why do I work in this space if I'm down on it? I'm not down on this space. I love this space. I love working with small businesses, both technology companies and their customers. There is money to be made here. There is opportunity. In fact, there are ways to do a lot of it. Let's just be honest about this. It's not easy. And all you established companies that are watching this and being thankful you're over that, don't be smug. The floor is raising quickly here. All those insurance, regulation, and business challenges are there for you too. Here's some data. IDC predicts at least 30% of SMBs will fail by 2021, leading to a new wave of micro-business-powered and ecosystem-first disruptors by 2023. These micro-businesses will be single employees that leverage the power of a digital platform to obtain and fulfill work. A big mistake established technology companies make is they assume yesterday's revenue will also be tomorrow's revenue. Sure, we all build monthly recurring revenue, and recurring revenue is fantastic. But don't assume it's the same MRR next year it was last. I'd expect you to be examining roughly 1/4 of your revenue sources every year, so that on a rolling 4-year basis, you're retiring or addressing legacy services out. This allows you to be agile. Think of that 30% failure rate. You'll want to be making sure you're considering the services the new companies will need in those coming 2 to 3 years. And now is exactly the time to be planning. 2023 is far enough that this is a transition you can address. So you have to meet the challenge of the changes in the regulatory landscape. You have to meet the challenge of the business environment of now. You have to watch these rapid transitions. This is not easy. That's why I called this piece, Don't Start an MSP. Not that I don't believe in it or love it or think there is no opportunity here or that it isn't a fantastic area to be. I love this space. Just recognize it for what it is. It's very, very, very hard. And it's getting a lot harder each and every day. Just as you don't assume the MRR of the past is the MRR of the future, you should make sure you understand the challenges of the past are not the challenges of the future.
Thanks for listening to this bonus episode of The Business of Tech. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.